in the Old Testament lesson for today. Moses tells the people of Israel, remember. And then just a little further down, do not forget. Remember. Do not forget. Today is the feast of Corpus Christi. The feast of Corpus Christi was proposed by St. Thomas Aquinas, a doctor of the church, and he made the proposal to Pope Urban IV in order to create a feast focused solely on the Holy Eucharist, emphasizing the joy of the Eucharist being the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the year 1264, you heard that, 1264. Now, I was not there, but Mario was. In the year 1264, the Holy Father established the Feast of Corpus Christi as a solemnity. That's one of the big ones, folks, and extended it to the whole of the Roman Catholic Church. Recently, I have been deeply involved in a number of pastoral situations, and several of those whom I was ministering to were in the process of dying and very near my own age. Trust me, that will get you thinking. So I got to wondering, how long will I be remembered after I die? I wonder too, what will I be remembered for doing with my life? Shakespeare once wrote, the evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft buried with their bones. That was from the play Julius Caesar, spoken by Mark Anthony. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often buried with their bones. Now, let me ask you, what would you like to be remembered for? What do you think you will actually be remembered for? You know, just a hint here, you might have to write your own memoirs and obituary to ensure that the answer to both questions is the same and one that you would feel good about. What will guarantee that remembrance? Photos? Mementos? The day will surely come when someone will look at those pictures and then say, you know, they should have written the names and the dates on the back of the picture. And the mementos will end up in a shoebox. Back when it was in fashion, I would have said a cigar box. And someone for whom they no longer have meaning will one day either discard them or sell them at a garage sale for pennies on the dollar. You know, I got to thinking, a monument might be nice. Yeah. A statue. A statue. Up until this last couple of weeks was a good thing. A positive thing. Not so much in recent weeks. The statue of Abraham Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial was sculpted by Daniel Chester French. It's a memorial precisely because it guarantees that Lincoln's memory will live on. What he did for our nation in his time must be remembered. Do not forget. But where is Daniel Chester French's memorial? Actually, his memorial is that same statue of Abraham Lincoln. It's his greatest crowning achievement, for which he will be forever remembered as well. There are different ways, of course, to make your mark. Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin, for example, will certainly never be forgotten, but for all the wrong reasons. Neither will Florence Nightingale or Rosa Parks be forgotten, but for very different reasons. I picked those two people very intently and intentionally. Florence Nightingale, for the first responders, the nurses, the healthcare workers, and Rosa Parks, because of the issues that are facing our culture at this time. You know, Jesus did not want to be forgotten, so he left us a memorial, as we heard in the opening prayer of today's Mass. The memorial Jesus left to us is unique because it doesn't point only to the past. It's much more than a reminder. In the memorial, we believe that he is actually present among us. We believe that he gives himself to us truly as food and as drink. As St. Paul reminded us again in the epistle for today, the cup of blessing that we bless is a participation in the blood of Christ, and the bread that we break is a participation in the body of Christ. Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me." These are the words that conclude the consecration of the bread and wine, taken from St. Luke and St. Paul's accounts of what Jesus did at the Last Supper. They are a command, but they can also be taken as a plea, a solemn request that we never forget Jesus. On the eve of his death, he gave us something to remember him by. He wanted to be remembered for his gift of self. Last night I was listening to the news about the folks who have taken over the center city of Seattle. And the news person said that one man had gone in for the sole purpose of evangelization, to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. He was thrown out. Jesus wanted to be remembered for his gift of self. The memorial is the sacrament. The memory, however, resides within the whole church, which passes on the story and the teaching of Jesus from one generation to another. Every time we share in the memorial, our memory is refreshed. In the Eucharist, however, the concept of memorial is turned upside down. Listen again to the words of Jesus. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Instead of just keeping someone's memory alive, this memorial actually gives life, and eternal life at that, to those who engage in the act of truly remembering. Rudyard Kipling, the great British poet, wrote a poem for the close of Queen Victoria's Jubilee celebration. That used to be the British thing to do. As I saw the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, who sat social distanced from the military band yesterday in the court of Windsor Castle, I wondered, will anybody write a poem when death comes to her? Initially, Kipling had not intended to write a poem for the Jubilee. It was written and published only towards the end of all the Jubilee celebrations, and represents a comment both on Queen Victoria's Jubilee and the celebrations. It's an afterword, if you will. The poem was first published in the London Times on July the 17th of 1897. Seems like only yesterday. The famous poem had a reoccurring and haunting refrain. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. I'm really saddened that my English department from the local junior high and high school aren't seated right over there where they normally are, because this is my moment to impress them. I try. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. And so our prayer this morning is indeed just those words. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Amen.